Where are you, brother? Stand up, brother. What's your come over here. What's your name, brother? Okay. So tell him, brother, because I can't pronounce.
Assalamu alaikum. My name is Imam Shaq Mahmoud from Mosque No. 11, Boston.
All praise be to Allah. We have another brother that I've missed, Imam Abdul Majid Karim Hassan. Imam Ibrahim Akram from New Brunswick, New Jersey. An announcement which is very important. A brother just called me from out of the audience and made me remember what it is. How many of you remember the incident that happened at the mosque some 4 or 5 years ago when the police broke into the mosque shooting while school was going on? Do you recall that incident? All praise is due to Allah. Now, I'm making this announcement not to emotionalize anyone, because that's not what we are here for. But you know, and I know, that an injustice on that magnitude, we have to stand up against it for the moral rightness that's in it for our people. The Muslims were not wrong. The Muslims had not attacked anyone. They had not gone out to seek havoc or destruction in the society. Inside their quarters at the mosque, the police came into the mosque in broad daylight on some phony tip about somebody being there with a gun. Resulting out of that incident, them shooting in the mosque, brothers sent to the hospital, children almost driven into a state of chaotic behavior. Women, our sisters, elders, and others. I mean, running rampant like that into a place of worship. Unheard of. But out of that incident, to add insult to injury, we have our brother, Louis Ali, on trial. He's on trial right now. We just finished one case that was a hung jury. It took a record time to try that case under the attorneyship of Saad Al-Amin, our attorney. But now we are in the court again. Now it's costing upward, just for attorney fees alone, upward over $100,000 that has already been paid. It has cost upward over $50,000 on bail fees. Listen, there is behind this suit now, behind this case, a civil suit pending for $14,000, $14 million, pardon me, $14 million on 14 or so separate counts, $1 million on each count. Not only against the brother, but against the mosque itself. To show you the magnitude of this case, we're asking you to give your support to us. When you have a moment or you have some time, we'd like for you to come down to 100 Center Street. What floor is that on? It's the 13th what division? 13th floor, part 37. 13th floor, part 37. We need the support. Now, we know that many of you have to work and do other things. Those of you who can go in the morning, you should go down. Those who can go in the afternoon after 2 o'clock, you should go down. And we should continue to hold our vigil, because the enemy of righteousness, the enemy of God, the enemy of decency, the enemy of self-respect, the enemy of moral development and straightness would like to see us turn our back on our brother. They would like to see us give this case over to them so they can make a mockery of the mosque. We must hold a vigil. We asked you to come down to 100 Center Street, 13th floor, part 37, and participate in just being there to witness this trial. It has a great significance in the annals of history. Moreover, it is something that is happening directly to us in this city. And if we're not going to stand up for right, if we're not the ones that's going to stand up for decency and self-respect, I don't see anyone else around to stand up for it at all. If we don't stand with our brother, believe me, the others will stand against him. If we don't stand up and be counted, then we will be counted out. So we asked you, all of you, those of you who are close enough, near to this city, to come in and visit. Talk it up among your friends and your relatives so that they will come down, even if you are not able to come down. Maybe you got relatives that don't have a job. Maybe you got friends or people who are unemployed at the present time, or maybe you have a free time in the morning or evening. Whichever your time is free, we'd like for you to come over, come down to the court and sit with our brother. All of you know Brother Louis Ali, is that right? He's a brother that's helping and has done a great job with the security and has worked in the nation diligently for years. He's walking around now still with wounds in his stomach from that occasion. Still walking around now suffering in part from a serious operation resulting out of that incident. And can you imagine, after all of these years, the stress and the strain that has been heaped upon his family? Can you imagine the tenseness of going through, say, a court trial that has made history for its length of time and was cut short? We didn't even give our side of the testimony, and we still, the trial broke and made history. The trial is a long, arduous trial. It says a trial of that length would have the same effect upon a man as 5 years of his life. Think about it. We've been insulted. We've been attacked. People have broken into the mosque. We have suffered financial losses. We have suffered physical damages. We have gone through mental anguish. Now, to add insult to injury, they want to sue us for millions and millions of dollars. And on top of that, they would hope then that we would not stand up for this cause, stand up for truth, so they could finally make mockery of us as to keep others from following the Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad. We can't have it. So, brothers and sisters, will you please help us in this great cause? Thank you very much. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. In the most holy name of Allah, the beneficent, the merciful, peace and blessings be upon his servant and his messenger Muhammad forever. Ameen. There is no God but Allah, and Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. Brothers and sisters, it is an honor and a privilege to stand before you today and to witness what the Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad is doing here in the West. And you can see here in Radio City that we really have the place and the dignified of the religion of Islam to be in such a place today. And first of all, we would just like to thank Minister Ali Rashid, or Imam Ali Rashid, and the Imams for giving me this opportunity. But most of all, we have had the spiritual part of the lecture today. But one of the things that we all must realize is that we also must be duly proportioned. And that duly proportion comes with that we must deal now with the physical aspiration of life. And that physical aspiration is the financial needs. And we are asking you to give whatever you can. And we thank you for what you have given so far. But there's always room for us to give more. And we're not just talking just in terms of money. But we don't want to forget the most important thing that will keep our nation strong, and that is the Bilalian News. That is a paper that must be propagated throughout the wilderness of North America and throughout the world. And we want to give our time. We have slackened off in this particular area. But let us come back to the first work. And that work is to deal with the physical aspect, also with the spiritual aspect, and Allah will bless us all to be able to march on into the area and help our chief imam, the Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad. So let us give. And most important, we really need the finance. If everyone would just give a dollar, we would have a $10,000 right here immediately. But so we're asking you to give whatever you can. And if you haven't given, we would like for the brothers and sisters to bring the baskets back down and for you to give in this defense case, whatever you can, so that we can be able to do whatever is necessary to accomplish this goal. But we need the funds. You know, the Nation of Islam does not give us, or the world community of Islam does not actually have money just to be able to put in the community like we would want to. But this is one way if we would come together. See, when we put $1 a piece, we will have $10,000. But if we try to do it individually, we will not be able to do that. So we're asking again for the brothers and sisters to pass the basket, and we thank you in advance, and we thank you for all of the things that you will be doing in your area when you go back, and that is to push the Bilalian News and to bring new converts. I greet you. As-salamu alaykum.
As-salamu alaykum. I'd like at this time for us to take a note and give a special consideration and a special appreciation for the pioneers of the Nation of Islam and now the world community of Islam. Let all the pioneers, those who have labored hearts, take a stand now, and we'll all give them a great round of applause. Let the pioneers stand up in this theater. Wherever you are, stand up. Stand up. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Remain standing a little bit. You know, there's something that we do because we get caught up. Excuse me. We get caught up in our mundane operations and our activities every day. And we begin somehow or another to kind of overlook the pillars of our faith. Those who have made the way possible for others to come by. Those who have stood the test of time. Those who have traveled over the great world and great roads of trial and tribulation. These are the pioneers. For if it were not for them carving the way, we would not have had a way today. Now, we take them for granted because they stand so firm in the faith. They stand so firm and so strong in the faith that oftentimes we take them for granted. When we come to our world community of Islam or our mosque, wherever we are, remember it was because of the sweat and the blood and the labor and the sacrifices made by these pioneers that made it possible for us to be there today. Let us never forget them. See, we should make it a constant practice to reach out for them and give them a bit of satisfaction by showing them that we appreciate their presence whenever we come into their presence. We should make a note of that. Sit down with them and talk. If you want the real history, get it from a pioneer. If you want the true history of our growth and development in our nation, get it from the pioneer. Because the pioneer is the one who cleared the wilderness. Now, we know the pioneer didn't go out there and cut down trees literally, nor did they move physical dirt, so to speak. But what they did was help clear the forest from the minds of our people by help propagating the religion of Islam. And this is the work of the pioneer. And for that work and for the work that they have done, let's give them a great round of applause. Let's stand up with them. Allahu Akbar. Stand up with them. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Our praise is due to Allah. Thank you very, very much. Brothers and sisters, what we're going to do now, we're going to, us up here, we're going to get back to our seats so that we can now listen to the audio part of the broadcast, which should be coming on any moment now. The time is very late. I believe it's sometime after 4 o'clock, and they should be on at 4 o'clock or 4:15. What time do you have? It's 4:20. Make sure you hooked up there, brother. Should be on now shortly. So thank you very much, brothers and sisters, and welcome to the second annual Survivors Day Convention. Assalamu alaikum.